Like many Texas cities, drought-stricken San Angelo is trying to figure out how to provide more water to its residents. One solution city officials are working on is to buy water rights from rural landowners who use river water to irrigate their crops. But many farmers want to hold on to their water, so officials are considering a radical move, condemning water rights and forcing landowners to sell. Janet Heimlich reports.
The city of San Angelo is in trouble. Last year it got 14 inches of rain, well below normal. If dry conditions persist, officials say the city's 88,000 residents will be turning on dry taps in a year and a half. Already, most of the reservoirs are nearly empty.
Here you can see how the dam stretches for miles and miles, but the actual quantity of water is quite small.
City manager Tom Adams stands on top of the dam that surrounds the O.C. Fisher Reservoir. Just a couple years ago, it was a main source of drinking water. But today, the only water you can see looks like a puddle less than a mile wide.
Unless we get some kind of rain or inflow, evaporation could eat that up pretty quickly.
Now city officials are looking for ways to increase San Angelo's water supply. Back in his office, Adams says one big problem is farmers who live upstream use a lot of water to irrigate their crops.
We're looking at buying those water rights where now it's being used for irrigation and agricultural purposes and getting that to flow on downstream.
But many farmers don't want to sell their water rights.
This water to me is my livelihood.
Kent Schwartz stands next to the South Concho River, which he uses to irrigate his 300 acres of wheat and vegetables.
When I bought this farm, I envisioned my five-year-old son getting it and farming the land and working the land with him. And you sell the water, my dreams for him are gone and for maybe even his kids are gone. Once it's gone forever.
So city officials are quietly discussing a controversial option, condemnation. A 1931 state law allows municipalities to condemn surface water rights. Officials say it would work the same way as when the government condemns property for, say, highway construction. That is, the city would pay landowners for the water and resulting agricultural losses. Then the landowners would have to hand those rights over to San Angelo. Again, city manager Tom Adams.
Cities must have that ability, even if by condemnation, to obtain those resources in order to take care of some of those priorities.
City officials stress that condemnation is a last resort and they'd prefer that landowners sell willingly. Still, many farmers are furious that the city is even mentioning the C word and resent being blamed for the water crisis. Some complain that while they've installed water-saving irrigation equipment, the city does little to crack down on residents who waste water. Farmer Kent Schwartz.
So the city basically has done zero for water conservation, but yet they're wanting to get our water from what we've tried to save and take it away from us.
In 2000, the last year statistics were available, San Angelo ranked 9th out of 40 Texas cities in per capita water usage. Yet Tom Adams defends the city. He says in the last 5 years, it's put in place tough water restrictions and replaced leaky pipes. As a result, he says, water usage dropped 25%. Adams is unsympathetic to farmers who won't sell.
While some give lip service to trying to save the river from the big bad city, if you will, they are not doing their part to save the river if they're pumping water out.
As rural landowners and city officials continue this tug of war over the precious resource, supporters of the right to condemn say there's more at stake for the city. San Angelo residents make up 85% of the county's total population. Dick Funk is a former mayor of San Angelo. He says it's a matter of the few sacrificing water for the many.
For the greater good of all society, is it better to have a city here with water or people out here siphoning it out of the river and the city dry up? I mean, what would they do if the city went away?
Currently, San Angelo is appraising water rights in the area, but some experts say that won't be easy. The water market is not well established, and the price can vary from one place to another. A state district court would have to approve the condemnation, but so far, no Texas city has used the law. Patrick Crimmins is with the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Crimmins says the law is vague.
Well, it doesn't say exactly how the process is going to unfold. I think some of the language in there, you could argue, is subject to interpretation. And again, like any other statute, until it's actually been invoked, you don't really know what will happen when it's subjected to a court test.
Rural landowners say they'll sue San Angelo if the city tries to take away their water rights. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in San Angelo, Texas.